Well, it has been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown. They got a fresh batch of snow up there this last week, which brightened things up. And then the skating rink got a fresh batch of phonograph records from Myrtle Krebsbach, who evidently has a very large Xavier Cugat collection and could afford to give them a dozen. Those Whoopi John records had been wearing a little bit thin, the parka polka, but suddenly the old rink came alive, and the old warming house there, or La Casa de Chile, and that glittering rectangle of grace and romance out there on the lake, La Plaza de Amor Norteño, was moving and shaking with people, including some of those old people. It's so amazing to see them strap on the blades, and they become graceful, sort of, and caballeros of the figure eight. And as you see them twirling around, old guys in the dusk, you start to get some idea why the women might have married them in the first place. Pastor Enquist was not cutting any figures this week. He was down with a virus, down with the flu all week and feeling poorly. Was feeling achy and had a headache and a sore throat, and mostly just felt exhausted from the time when he woke up in the morning until he went to bed at night. He did not have the kind of flu with vomiting, although he sort of wished he could, just for variety, I think, and to express himself, you know. When you feel as bad as that, you like to have some evidence, you know, that you can tell other people about, not just sit. You like to have some reason. It just felt more or less like a bad case of depression, which in his case he had also. He came down with it late on Monday night, just a couple of hours after he had decided not to go on the five-day rural Lutheran clergy conference down in Orlando, Florida, with his wife, Judy. A five-day trip in Orlando, which had been approved by the Board of Deacons back in November by a rather narrow vote, but which she particularly had been looking forward to all during Advent and had bought a color guide to Orlando, Florida and environs for $8.95, and had planned out their free afternoons for this trip and side trips they would take to Daytona Beach and Busch Gardens and SeaWorld to see Shamu, the killer whale, and had planned an entire afternoon at Walt Disney World and the Epcot Center, and had even picked out the rides that she wanted to go on, and had clipped out a color photograph from this guidebook to Orlando, which she pinned over the January photograph in the Ralph's Pretty Good Grocery Calendar, which was entitled Peaceful Landscape and was a photograph of an old farmstead with about 2 feet of new snow. The Florida picture was entitled Tropical Romance and was a photograph of a sailboat on a lagoon at sunset, anchored off a beach as seen across white sand under palm trees. And if you had shown the two